So you used to go to, like, the Marianne Williamson lectures?
Well, there was this book, and I always forget the name of the book that she teaches from.
Sal says he thinks the book's called, what do you think it's called, Sal?
Urantia.
Urantia?
I know that can't be right.
No, that's not it.
No, that's the disease on your balls, Sal.
You are listening to Highlights on Urantia Radio. That was an excerpt from this week's Howard Stern Show, where Howard and Robin Quivers reacting to Sal, one of the contributors of the show, talking about the Urantia book, comical, and really a teachable moment.
Urantia.
I love that. Where did Sal get Urantia from? It couldn't be further from A Course in Miracles.
I'm looking at it now, Howard. He's saying it's called the Urantia book. It's an interpretation of how the Earth was created. You read that, Sal?
Yeah, I'm reading it.
Sal.
It basically, there was a bunch of guys back in the day, spirits came down, aliens came down, and they explained how the Earth was created.
Let me ask you something. If you're going to read a book, why would you read up a Bubba Meinzer book? Why don't you read a book on history or something that was based in science?
This is history. This is tied into science. This is no Bubba Meinzer stuff.
Howard,
Bubba Meinzer?
They don't even know who wrote it. Nobody claims to have written it.
All right, tell me what it is.
It's a book on how the Earth was created, how we got here.
And it was created by aliens?
To a degree. It was created by God, who sent down what we might define them as aliens, but they were spirit forms. And they came down and they dropped certain portions of DNA.
Why would you believe that? Why wouldn't you believe a scientist who says, you know, that there was a cosmic boom?
The cosmic boom that you're speaking of plays a part in Urantia, but there's many more elements to it.
What was wrong with Catholicism's explanation?
That's
of
all
that?
Screwed. No, no.
This is better than Catholicism?
And you read the whole book. The book's 2,100 pages.
No, I didn't read it.
You didn't read it?
I read portions of it. I've been researching
it. You told me it was going to...
You've been researching it.
In other words, he read the Cliff Notes.
It's an amazing book.
But you haven't read the book. How have you not read it and you think it's incredible?
Well, again, I browsed through and I researched it.
I love that he says he researched. Because he doesn't even know how to research.
What do you mean you researched it?
It's an intricate book, and there's a lot of big words, and it gets a little complicated.
Why wouldn't you listen to a scientist over, like, a guy who anonymously wrote a book?
Well, science is combined in this. There are scientists that have validated this book.
I'm a big Howard Stern fan. I've been for decades, so it is thrilling to enjoy the reaction of the crew to the Urantia book. Hi, welcome to Highlights once again. Jim Watkins here on Urantia Radio. You know, it's not often the fifth epical revelation gets this much reveal on a very successful and highly visible program. The reaction is pretty normal, though. Most people in today's world would have reacted about the same as Howard and Robin. But here's a note of caution. I don't know Howard personally, but as a radio guy, you have to know Howard doesn't have something on his show unless there's a reason. My guess is he probably knew something about the book already, curious maybe, dropping a few hints along the way that showed me at least that he knew something about the book, which of course is great. So he brought it on the show, and Sal's attempt to explain the book was pretty spot on. For those unfamiliar, he nailed it on the point of the book, that it was about God and being a good person, that the Urantia book is rooted in science as well as religion. And though Howard and Robin kept needling him, good points made it through, and Howard asked the right questions, giving Sal a chance to make an intelligent response for such a heavy subject. It was a real treat to use satire and humor to give the Urantia book some airtime and exposure. You know, we talk often on these podcasts about how to integrate Urantia book teachings and insights. And one thing we always have to remember is finding a point of entry, getting to people at the level they are at, and finding common ground on things that you can use to introduce people to philosophy and some insights that the Urantia book offers, especially if you run into people who you sense are really searching for meaning in their life or truth in their life, which Sal, of course, says the Urantia book does very well. So my hat's off to Howard and Baba Booey, to all of his crew. To one of Howard's points, there are a ton of scientists who endorse the Urantia book, though many hide that fact because the book is unusually unorthodox. But not only have I had the chance to have deep discussions with scientists about the book, but many longtime readers like Chris Halverson in Boulder, Philip Calabrese in San Diego, have written extensively about the credibility of the science in the Urantia book, addressing Howard Stern's point. But to the greater point, and I close with this, we remember in Paper 99, Section 4, we are reminded that during this scientific age, what people really want more than ever right now is assurance. They want to know that there is a spiritual meaning to their life. So shows like Stern are a real blessing.
So now I make an effort to do everything I can to preserve the universe. And that's what I learned through Urantia.
So what do you do?
I recycle and separate. I do it both. I even go down to the recycle places.
Recycling is separating.
Yeah, well, I separate, but then I take the extra effort. I go down to the...
So in other words, after reading Urantia, you not only separate...
You recycle. I'm covering the whole gamut.
But I do thank you for joining me on Highlights. Check out our website for news and commentary, urantiaradio.net. And, of course, you can always email me personally, urantiabookradio@gmail.com. See you next time on Highlights.